the media and even the establishment. Now, Luther Strange was a Republican establishment candidate. I don't know what kind of deal the president was trying to work with him, probably something with Mitch McConnell, but it didn't work out. And part of it was that a guy like Luther Strange was actually going to be able to bring pieces together instead of Roy Moore, because the media likes to call Roy Moore as a firebrand, which sounds like a bomb ready to go off, because he does not bend on his matters of principle. But those kind of responses that he has actually are conciliatory, as we talked about. They're not firebrand statements. And Dave, do you think we need that kind of firebrand? Let's put it that way. If Roy Moore is a firebrand, is that the kind of firebrand we need in D.C. today?
Sam, if it is, it's precisely what we need. And let me just say this about Roy Moore. If you ever meet him, you know, the media's tried to portray him as being all kinds of things. He's not firebrand, you know, country bumpkin. He is anything but. He is one of the most intelligent, in fact, one of the most brilliant men I've ever met in my life. I've sat in his office on a number of occasions. He's quoted entire pages of Blackstone's Law. As we talked about some of the issues that Blackstone comments on, this man is eminently qualified to be in the Senate. He is a man with an incredibly gracious temperament. I was sitting here, Sam, looking at a message that came in from one of my friends who had the opportunity to drive him around the state of Washington a number of years ago. And his comments about Roy Moore was this: he is an incredible man, an amazing person. Our Senate will be all the better because of him. And on and on and on he goes. And that is precisely what I've seen in my interactions with this incredible gentleman.
I agree, Dave, and I think that we should be very thankful. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like real patriots, real constitutional committed individuals who know God and fear God, pray for this man, Roy Moore, as the election comes up. I think we witnessed something really remarkable yesterday in Alabama.